Coming up on the show, we're going to be talking about how do you help the unemployed, or if you're unemployed, what kind of help do you need? And we're getting some great stories from you. If you know someone who's unemployed, what's the number one thing you're offering, or what do you need if you don't have a job?
My name is Joe Dendo, calling from Washington, Michigan. The way I help the loved one is I found him a job.
Hey, it's Michelle calling from Atlanta. The one thing that I would like for my friend to do since I'm laid off is not call me at 8 in the morning asking what I'm doing.
Erica writes on our site. I know, it's great.
Calling Michelle.
I've been self-employed for months. I've been trying to find a full-time job. One thing my employed friends constantly ask me that's not helpful at all is, have you heard anything about that job? And it tends to be a solicitous, anxious tone of voice that makes the question sting even more. Stop, workers of the world. Cut us some slack. Stop asking if we've heard about the million and one jobs that we and the other 10% of the population have applied for. I guarantee that when I get a job, I will tell everyone I know.
That's what Facebook is for. Jeff writes back, I'm unemployed for the first time in my life, and while some of my friends have been respectful, others have taken the opportunity to act like mother hens, asking, have you done so-and-so yet? Over and over and over again. While they're asking is, I hope, good-intentioned, it's more aggravating and disheartening instead of helpful.
Let's get your story. I know. It's your story at 877-8-MY-TAKE. You can post it on our website, thetakeaway.org. We're going to talk about it more later this hour. Coming up, the president wants to overhaul the No Child Left Behind Act. We're going to talk about what this means for educators and students in just a few minutes.